following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Everybody. Hello. Welcome back. We missed you. We did. We really did. We were away last week, and it's always good to be back, though. And with me in the studio this week, he's gracing us with his presence, Big Cousin John. Mr. John Bell.
Thank you. Thank you. No, don't applaud. Don't applaud. They just stopped. Throw money. Thank you.
Any money lands on this floor, it's mine.
Jolene, you're looking rather spry this weekend.
Thank you. Feeling a little spry.
I know that beach trip was exhausting.
Uh-huh.
So all that physical therapy must be helping you bounce back.
It is.
Oh, wait. Have you disclosed the fact that you had rotator cuff surgery?
Yeah, I did.
Because your cuff apparently rotated too much?
Well, that wasn't the problem exactly, but close enough.
Okay, good. Well, you certainly are moving around splendidly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I've got some bowling balls, some anvils, and a couple of pianos I need to move into the attic. Can you help a brother out?
No. So how is it you guys, you and Jane, were not exhausted after all those days at the beach? Walking on the beach wears me out.
Well, the missus and I did not exert ourselves by getting out on the beach in all that incredible heat like you guys did.
Oh, it was. And there's really no way to get away from the heat, even with a breeze.
We wisely stayed pretty low-key, cool, and comfortable, which is why we didn't need to recover from our vacation like some of you do.
Hey, don't look at me when you say that. I wasn't a-drinking this weekend, or last week, rather.
Hey, I told you Earl was going to create some problems, so that one's on you.
He started creating problems before we left. But getting back to my rotator cuff situation, I am so glad I have that behind me, and I had the best doctor in the universe, my surgeon, Dr. Kader, at the orthopedic group. He was amazing. His staff is amazing. Everybody at the orthopedic group was really fantastic and continue to be so.
Wait, did you just say Dr. Kildare?
No, Kidare. Who's Dr. Kildare?
What do you mean, who was Dr. Kildare?
Who's Dr. Kildare?
The TV show, you know, back in the 50s, 60s.
I just Googled it. It says 61.
You don't remember?
I wasn't born.
Okay, yeah. It was before your time.
Not
but
by
still,
much.
You haven't ever heard about it?
Mm-mm. Tell me about Dr. Kildare.
Richard Chamberlain played a young intern working in a big metropolitan hospital.
Uh-huh.
He won a Golden Globe.
Okay. Right now, we're talking about my doctor, my surgery.
Okay. So Dr. Kildare...
Kidare.
Sorry. Dr. Kidare.
Uh-huh.
He has the good fortune of having you as a patient.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Hey.
So how gray is his hair now?
John, I'm not a bad patient. At all. I do all of my at-home exercises. I do exactly what the doctor tells me to do. I don't lift, push, or pull anything I'm not supposed to. I'm a good patient.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless him, because I know what you're like when you're suffering physical discomfort.
I'm pretty sure you're causing me a little bit of suffering right now.
Maybe he can help you with your pneumococcal pneumonia.
What? I don't have pneumococcal pneumonia.
I heard it on a commercial, and it's my new favorite phrase.
Oh.
Pneumococcal pneumonia.
Oh.
Pneumococcal pneumonia.
It's not funny if you have it. You know, I have been asked by several people how I came to choose Dr. Kader and the orthopedic group in Mobile. So we've kind of kept this under wraps, but...
Mm-hmm.
Before there was Dr. House, Dr. Sean Murphy, and other small-screen diagnostic geniuses, there was Dr. Kildare. Stand by for a rare, time-consuming dream sequence as Jolene and the Roxbury Players time travel to 1961, where a handsome young intern stars in his own television show. We join them now as Dr. Kildare evaluates Jolene's x-rays and delivers his medical assessment and talks about doctor stuff.
Ms. Roxbury, it looks like you have a bone spur that's tendon to cut into a couple of tendons, and I'm intending to fix them.
Well, respectfully, hold your horses. I'm not sure I want to be operated on here in the time portal. What's your advice?
You have two options.
Okay.
We can cut on you with our 1961 surgery tools, which will leave wretched scars and is quite risky.
That sounds terrible.
Also, arthroscopic procedures haven't been invented yet.
Yeah, if I have to have surgery, I'm a fan of the scopic-type surgeries.
So, it's my expert opinion that you go for option two.
Which is?
You can go back to the future, so to speak, to 2024 and see Dr. Kildare at the orthopedic group. I spend a lot of my time-traveling patients to him. He's amazing. Plus, their mobile office is located behind a really good steakhouse, so you can work in lunch around your appointment.
Lunch sounds good.
Did I mention that I'm free after our surgery?
Sorry, I think I'm opting for option two. I'm going back to the future to see Dr. Kildare at the orthopedic group.
All right, suit yourself. That's a doctor joke.
But as a going-away gift, I'm going to leave you this lovely pair of mother-of-pearl rotator cufflinks to go with that Mad Men-themed dinner jacket I've seen you wear in some of those old episodes. See you later! Yeah. We ain't right. We ain't right, as Sean Sullivan says. You ain't right. So that's it. Don't live in pain. It's not going to go away. Go see Dr. Kildare at the orthopedic group in Mobile. Follow his post-op instructions. Do your PT. You'll be fine. But if that doesn't work, pop a few of these.
Do you often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
I can really hear it!
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem. Our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it. Tylafem. Because being a woman is scary as hell.
Hi, this is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need a little laughter in our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Why don't you take the opportunity to laugh along with us on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, I'm Regina Wainwright with another installment of Southern Communication Skills 101. This segment is designed to inform and educate those of us who sometimes find ourselves in social situations which require a working knowledge of extreme Southern speak or culture. Our word today is limo, where you or I would use this word as the short form of the noun limousine, you will find its use in extreme southern speak is quite different indeed. As in the following query, say, Dee Dee, would you mind passing that kettle so that I might serve myself up a limo stew? Or in the declarative, say, Cletus, don't use your Skynyrd lighter to check the fuel level as I believe there's still a limo gasoline in that can. You must always be aware of the possibility that the word limo can be used twice in the same sentence. Thus, Candy will have to rent a limo for her wedding as her bridesmaids have a limo fat on them than the pickup will accommodate. I'm Regina Wainwright. I hope today's lesson will be of help to you. Good day.
Hey, you know, I want to thank you, first of all, for hanging out with us right now, bringing us along with you, no matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. We are happy to be along for the ride. We love going places. We love riding, like a bunch of Labrador retrievers with our heads hanging out the window. I also want to remind you guys, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free, and once you do that, you're going to have access to, gosh, over 50 hours of local programming each week. Quality local programming. Programming much better than this show. Much more betterer than ours. But we hope we make up for it by being just so darned endearing and cute. We're going to be taking a quick break shortly, so for goodness sakes, don't go anywhere. We need you.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Big Barney's Bacon-O-Rama. Nothing but bacon. Fried bacon, bacon stew, bacon casserole, bacon Alaska, baked bacon, bacon salad with bacon bits. Big Barney's Bacon-O-Rama, where they always say, you'll be aching to be taking the bacon we're making, forsaken all other bacon.
A product called the Fur Get It Tool. It's the coolest pet hair attachment, and there is nothing like it. Anything you've ever used, it can attach really to any vacuum and make even crummy vacuums look pretty good when you're through. And I promise you, there will be no hair.
Well, and sometimes you can't even see the fur. Dog hair can really hide in a couch cushion. A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road in Mobile, just west of University.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front? Not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook.
That's enough.
Belle Cadeau!
Greetings, everyone. Belle Cadeau here. Welcome to my beachside kitchen. I can tell by the half-empty pitcher of Bloody Marys that Jolene is here.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And Earl T as well, unfortunately. And as always, in the kitchen, the man who has rescued me from way too many culinary disasters to number. The inimitable Alec Naiman. Hello, dear.
Miss Bale.
It is shrimp season, and I love shrimp.
They got some shrimp out there in the Gulf of Mexico, and I sure like Gulf of Mexico shrimp. Good old American Gulf shrimp right here on the coast, you know. So anyhow, let's get us some shrimp. Now, I like them big old large shrimp. I like something that at least, when they tell you, they say, well, that's a 21, 25 count shrimp. They don't mean for you to count 21 to 25 shrimp. They mean that that's how many come to a pound. Okay, so when you see 31, 35, or when you see the grocery store got a sale on what they call large shrimp, and they say it's a 60, 70 count shrimp, them shrimp ain't large. I got fingernails bigger than that, you know. So anyhow, I like a shrimp that's, you know, somewhere at least in the 20, 25 size range. I'll settle sometimes for a 30,
135 size.
Well, I really like them 16 count size shrimp where every shrimp weighs an ounce. That's 16 shrimp to the pound on those 16 count, you know?
Hey, that's a good idea. Big shrimp. I'll get to work on a song right away.
No, you will not.
No, sir, mix a lot. None. Alec, go ahead.
All right, so you know what I mean when I say all these numbers like 21, 25s, and 36s, and 24s? That, you know, 36, 24, 36. What's that sound like to you?
You think we talking about shrimp?
Yes, actually, you were. You were talking about big shrimp.
Yeah.
Nothing about measurements specifically, just big shrimp.
You were.
I just need to say at this point, humbly, I like big shrimp, and I cannot lie. A bowl of butter melted on the side. When they open those doors to the seafood place, I rub spice all over my face.
You gotta stop.
Would you shut up?
Girl, I asked you to stop that.
I'm so sorry.
Do you mind?
You know, Belle, these segments are getting worse and worse.
All right, let's get back to talking about shrimp. So let me tell you what I do.
Turn it off.
The first thing I do is I gotta make my Cajun barbecued butter. All right? Because that's how we start off. So shrimp is easy. You get the shrimp, you peel the shrimp, you take the head off, you take the tail off, you peel it, whatever, okay? But we're gonna make a Cajun barbecued butter. So I take about half a pound of butter, and I soften it. I take a tablespoon of cayenne. I take a tablespoon of black pepper. I take a couple of teaspoons of salt. I get a tablespoon of crushed red pepper. Now, see, that's crushed red pepper and cayenne. This is going to light you up.
Alec, does it have to be very spicy?
This is a Cajun, man. What you talking about, Boudreaux?
I take that as a yes.
Well, anyhow, I told you, I take the cayenne, the black pepper, the salt, the crushed red pepper. I take some dried thyme and some dried basil and some dry oregano. And then I take some fresh garlic, all minced up. And then I take a couple of tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Whatever.
Sauce, man.
Whatever you want to call it, all right?
All right.
So as I whip this butter until it's smooth with all these ingredients in it, all right, then I got what I call my Cajun barbecued butter. And just because I told you about all them hot spices and all those spices and things, don't think it's going to ruin your shrimp. It's not, okay? Because it takes a lot for the shrimp to absorb that flavor. I melt me some of my Cajun barbecued butter. See the recipe if you can't remember what I just said.
Yeah, like I totally don't remember what you just said.
All right, I melt the butter in a large skillet over medium-high heat. All right, because I don't want the butter to burn. You got to remember, now butter burns, okay? Because it's got a lot of fat in it. So you don't want to cook it at too high, get that butter melted at too high of a temperature because it'll start turning brown instead of yellow like butter. All right, then I take those peeled and deveined shrimp and I toss them in the skillet and I start sauteing them in that butter until they just begin to turn pink. Then I get me a good old can of some of that beer we drinking out there on the beach.
Oh, whoa! Hey, Alec, I just drank the last of that beer you like.
It don't matter what flavor. I'm not promoting any kind of flavor or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, when you're at the beach, you gotta have your good beer. So I just take some of that beer I'm drinking and I pour that into the skillet, about 4 ounces. I ain't wasting a good old 12-ounce bottle of beer on this shrimp, all right? I just hit it with about 4 ounces of beer. And then I get about 4 ounces of some chicken broth. You can get the can. Just get your can of chicken broth. And so then I pour that in and I let those shrimp kind of boil. They're kind of boiling now because we got enough liquid in there where it ain't sauteing anymore. It's kind of boiling the shrimp.
Because I've already hit it with that Cajun barbecued butter. That's the secret to all the flavor. And it soaks it in and I cook them for no more than about 5 or 10 minutes total. Bigger the shrimp, the longer, you know, a couple of minutes more. The smaller the shrimp, the less time you cook it. But so that when I'm all said and done, I got me now some Cajun buttered shrimp. I just take those shrimp out of the skillet, put them in a little calamari dish, serve them hot to everybody around me. I get me some garlic bread, some fresh French bread, and I dip it down in that Cajun butter juices, and I eat me some bread dipped in that butter with the shrimp. Man, we talking about some good stuff. It just make your lips burn, make your tongue burn. I hope you ain't got chapped lips, but when it's all said and done, you'll be thanking me that I gave you this recipe. So I hope y'all enjoy.
Thanks, Alec.
Hey, dudes, I got that song worked out now. You want to hear it?
Hella no.
Well, that's too bad, because here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Jolene, you promised.
I said no, sir. Mix-a-lot. Oh. This is the Commodore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whoa, look at that bathing beauty. 36, 24, 36. Yeah.
Gotta have him.
At 2, Alec.
I'm kind of getting into this.
Oh, yeah. Give it.
Oh, all right.
Ow, I need something big. Tramp. Big spicy, spicy, spicy. Make him hot, I ain't no wimp. I need some big.
He likes some big.
Swam.
Not bad, Bill.
Thank you.
I need him fast. I need him slow. Yeah, this is how the story goes. I went to get me some shrimp. Cause I was trying out a new recipe.
Earl, please wash your hands first.
How many pounds? And what count do you need?
Oh, let's see. Give me 2. Give me 4. I'll make it 6 just to make them big. Some big. Tramp.
We sound like Destiny's Child.
No, we don't.
Make them spicy, spicy. Make them hot. I ain't no whip. I need some big.
He likes some big.
Tramp.
I like this.
Me too.
I peel them fast. And eat them slow. Eat them up before they go. Eat them up now.
See everybody next week.
Cha-cha dolls from Belle's Kitchen. I believe I'm getting my groove on.
Yeah, you're getting something on.
Well, at least I'm trying.
I've never seen anybody step on their own feet.
Here's a better way to do that.
Go, Alec. Go, Alec. Go, Alec.
Hey, he's knocking. Alec, you're knocking over some plates.
You need to stop him.
Stop.
That's my good china. That's my good china.
Oh, yeah.
Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
And now, the last episode of One Life to Lose.
Cynthia, it's time for us to confess our love to your husband, Bob.
I'd love to, Edgar, but Bob and I aren't married.
Well, hurry up and get married so we can confess, so I can go on and have an affair with Gloria.
If I'm going to marry Bob, I'll have to ditch George.
You're seeing George? That two-timer.
Why are we advancing all our various plots so fast?
Because this is our last episode. We need to wrap things up.
Oh, well, let's get started. Frank was unjustly accused and is getting out of prison.
The Finster twins have discovered they're not really twins, although they're still identical.
Harvey didn't really murder Gladys, who isn't really dead, and the star witness in the case is the illegitimate daughter of the judge.
The town floozy really has a heart of gold and is becoming a nun.
Is that everything?
Tip of the iceberg, but we've run out of time. Cynthia, I've always loved you.
Well, that's awkward, considering I used to be your brother.
Tune in. Never for the next episode. Like sand that sits in a broken hourglass, this has been One Life to Lose.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys had a good week. Hope you're having an even better weekend. Even better still, a good week on the horizon next week. And if you feel like none of that's going to happen for you, well, we hope we're taking your mind off whatever is ailing you for at least an hour. And then, of course, our podcast is available on our Facebook page at Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Our podcast is up there as well as at fmtalk1065.com. So that way, if you need us, like during the middle of the week, you can just pull up one of our past shows. And take a little refresher course on joy. That's what we're in the business of spreading. Joy. And weed killer. We'll be right back. Hey, hey, I'm Jolene Roxbury. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Let's take a visit to Belle's Kitchen.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Hi, dolls. Belle Cadeau here. And with me today, as always in my kitchen, the darling man with the culinary plan, Alec Naaman.
Hey, Belle.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
I'm having some people over this weekend, and I don't have a lot of time to cook much of anything. Not that I really want to. But time is not my friend this weekend. You have something really simple, but really delicious.
How about some sautéed shrimp tacos? What a way to eat a taco. It sure takes tacos to another level. All you got to do is start off with some canola oil, some white onions, some kosher salt, some butter, some jalapenos, some Italian parsley, and some nice corn, fresh corn tortillas or flour tortillas, either one you like. It makes a wonderful sautéed shrimp taco. This only takes 3 minutes. What a fast dinner. Well, what you do is you preheat a skillet or a little griddle, whatever you got. All right, just long enough to heat up your tortillas. All right, you get those nice soft flour tortillas. And then in a separate large sauté pan, put it on over high heat. Add a little bit of oil. Take you some chopped onions and quickly stir for 2 or 3 times. Immediately add the shrimp to it at that point and a few pinches of salt and maybe saute for about 1 to 1.5 minutes until the shrimp begin to turn red. Add the butter, the chopped jalapenos, and garlic and saute for 1 more minute as the butter begins to melt. The garlic releases its wonderful aroma when you throw in some of those nice crunched garlic cloves. Adjust the seasoning with a little salt if necessary and continue to stir for about 30 seconds. The whole cooking process for the shrimp should be no longer than 3 minutes. Stir in the parsley, remove the pan from the heat. The shrimp should be tender, the onions and jalapenos crisp to the bite. Work in separate batches, eat them as you go, it don't matter.
Sounds like a very low stress meal. And just 3 minutes?
Talking about a quickie. Now, this is really a quickie.
Thanks, Alec. I'm Belle Cadeau, and we will see you next time in Belle's Kitchen.
That sounds good. I might have to make some shrimp tacos later. I might make some for John Bell and his family. Hello, my friend.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. You're as welcome as can be, and greetings.
You're all here.
Yes, the family is all here at the farm. Since the 4th was on a Thursday, we decided to stay through the weekend.
Seems to be the trend.
I see Jim Weaver's people are staying as well.
Yeah.
How long will they be staying?
Don't know.
I know you'll be ready for all those Weavers to clear out of here.
Everybody to clear.
Hey, at least my people know to stay out of your refrigerator.
True.
Oh, and I've been meaning to mention this. Do you know I haven't heard one cicada? After all that big whoop-dee-doo, I haven't heard any.
I haven't.
Not even one little baby cicada going beep, beep, beep.
I haven't heard any either, but now...
But now that I've said that out loud, yep. I guess we'll have a million here tonight.
We will.
Okay.
Thanks
Let's
for that.
Let's get on with the show. While we can still hear ourselves talk...
You guys heard it. John put the mojo on us. We will have the cicada invasion at Roxbury Farms.
Coming this summer, a warm summer's evening in the South. People enjoying a pleasant conversation. Then, they appear. At first, there's just a few. Then there's thousands, millions, billions. Don't miss cicadas. Scientists are baffled.
How can they get rid of these bugs? Or at least quiet them down?
What?
Cicadas.
You're afraid of what?
No, cicadas. They're too loud.
I can't hear you. The cicadas are too loud. They fly into your neighborhood and they drown out radios.
Jolene, it's Mama.
TVs. Passing aircraft. Crack hammers. Even Mrs. Schmackelheimer down the road!
You kids, get off my lawn!
What?
Get off my lawn!
What is going on?
You should be gone!
What?
Will the horror ever end? Don't miss the cadence! As if you could! Coming this summer to a neighborhood near you!
Now, believe it or not, we receive a request for this song parody we did. We received one, I don't know, maybe a couple a week. It is a cute little song, and it's all about how every town in America has a midtown. You know, they have a midtown and a downtown. Doesn't matter how large the city or town is. You know, midtown is typically a really special place. Some refer to it as the Garden District. So I guess it could be that as well. Sometimes they go together. But anyway, this is a song about being a Midtown girl. Yeah. We first put together this parody back in 2010, maybe a year or two further back than that. Yeah, it's been a minute, and we kind of revamped it a little. So, here we go. Oh, and you're going to have to listen to Belle sing again later, so buckle up.
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. Walking. She's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these
Apple
people.
Apple introduces a new iPhone for people who want to be extra frugal with their purchases. It's the MyPhone. The phone for people not overly picky about high-tech improvements. While the iPhone 15 is made of titanium, the MyPhone is made of tough, durable, double-strength plywood. The MyPhone does almost everything an iPhone does. You can make calls. Hello, Charlie?
Hello, is someone there?
Charlie, it's Bill.
You're feeling ill.
What? What? You can send texts. The MyPhone has a long battery life, and when they run down, just pop in another four double A's. And like any other iPhone, the MyPhone puts the world at your fingertips.
Hey, sorry.
Working.
What is the square root of 9?
The MyPhone, only $39.99 wherever stuff is sold. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook on this MyPhone to tell you about a special offer. And there's the money-saving coupon he was telling you about. Make my phone your phone. It'll be done in a moment. Almost there.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Millions of people have already unlocked the secret and are finding out that learning a new language can be fun, easy, and effective with Rosetta Stone. We've made it as easy as sitting down in front of your computer with coffee and a muffin. But what about people with no internet connection?
I ain't got no internet!
People who aren't able to afford DVD players or laptop computers.
Can't afford none of that! Woo! Them cigarettes has gotten high! Guess I could go to the library!
What about people who live in areas so remote there isn't a public library for 100 miles?
Well, I guess I could...
Shut up. At Rosetta Stone, not only do we produce the world's leading language learning software, but are sensitive to those in challenging circumstances who need more personal instruction.
Okay, then, who's ready to learn some Mexican up in here?
This year, we are proud to announce a revolutionary way to bring you the opportunity to learn a new language no matter where you live. Introducing Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone.
Say it with me. My name is Ms. Rosetta Stone. Okay? Now, this right here is a chimichanga.
Believe it. As with our award-winning CD and DVD ROM packages, Ms. Rosetta approaches language learning the same way you first learned a language.
Boy, you better shut up and listen to what I'm saying up here. But what I tell you? You better learn how to talk before you go somewhere. Ain't you ever seen that show Locked Up Abroad? They will throw your butt in jail and treat you any kind of way.
Using a natural method that teaches directly without translation.
Don't you argue with me. Aqua means water, not agua. Aqua like Aquaman.
No more confusing grammar explanations.
What is a Mexican word for skank?
Or mind-numbing vocabulary lists to memorize.
Burrito, salsa, taco, chimichanga, la cucaracha. That means cockroach.
Millions of people have already utilized the personal instruction of Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone.
I know that's right.
As she can be dispatched to over 150 countries.
Welcome to France.
Except France. What? I ain't going to France.
Soccer. Enrich your life by learning a new language.
Oh, and Britain, okay? I ain't going to Britain. They don't brush their teeth over there.
With Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone at the helm, the future of language learning is very bright indeed.
I ain't going to no Yucatan Peninsula, because that's where all the hurricanes come from. Oh, yeah, and you can Belize. I ain't going to Belize. That is funny.
Visit our website, book your session today, and learn a new language with Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone.
I know that's right.
Honey, 2 enchiladas and 3 burritos, please.
Hey, whatever you are getting yourself up to, thank you for taking us along with you. And remember to get on over to Facebook and follow our show page, because that's how you'll keep up with our podcast. It's there every Saturday. Rain or shine, we'll be right back.
Roxbury! Roxbury!
My stress level's been a little bit high throughout the entire show because Jim Weaver has disappeared. He has left his great-nephew with the rest of us to entertain him. So I took him back to the bunkhouse. Earl T., I think he had the slip-and-slide thing that he put together. He's calling me. What is it, Earl?
Hey, Jolene, you gotta come over here and help me with little dude. He wants something to drink and now I ain't got nothing that he can drink.
Let me speak with the child.
Oh, okay, I'm putting you on speaker.
I hate being put on speaker. Honey, what do you want to drink?
How about Dr. Pepper? You got Dr. Pepper?
I've got some in my refrigerator, yeah.
This is sugar-free.
Look, Earl, you gotta deal with this. Take him to the store. Let him pick something out.
Look, little dude, Aunt Roro is gonna come get you.
No, I'm
not. She's got some Dr. Pepper over there in her refrigerator.
No, he doesn't want what I have. You have to take care of this. Do something
for him. Gotta come help me, Jolene. I'm not really good with kids.
Not doing it. Good luck with all that. Handle it.
Oh, hey, little dude.
Where's the slip and slide?
We got a slip and slide. It's over here behind the jumpy castle. That's mine, by the way. I leave it up all year. I love those things, man. Boing, boing, boing. You go up and down and get all dizzy and whoa. It's almost as good as weed. You better go over to the slip and slide now. Here's your slip and slide.
These are tarps.
Tarps?
Tarps.
Okay, well, actually, little dude, it's several, you know, like kind of hooked together there. See, we got like 9 or 10 of them all hooked together, just going off there, yeah. But it is a slip and slide, man.
This ain't a slip and slide.
I mean, it's not a brand name slip and slide. It's more of a skip and scared, maybe, or a fall and flip. But, you know, it gets the job done.
These are tarps. You cover up stuff with these.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be covering up stuff with them later. I got a lot of stuff I got to cover so nobody can see them.
What do we have to eat? Got any talkies?
What's a talkie? You mean like a movie with words? Those have been around a long time, little dude.
They're chips, but they're like Cheetos.
Oh, talkies. They're like goldfish?
Talkies?
Like Cheez-Its? How about some Funyuns with spray cheese on them? Make your fingers nice and gnarly orange.
You know, my Aunt Belle Cadeau and Adeline, we were talking about the heat. And how challenging it has been for us so far this summer, and it's certainly going to last for a while. We all know that. We're usually here in this part of the country, we are sweating in our Halloween costumes, but that's okay. I do not want to shovel snow, so I'll deal with it. But we decided to have a little fun earlier, and the three of us were in the studio, and Belle was putting together a song about the heat and how nothing really helped alleviate any of her symptoms of said heat. So here's what happened during that session.
I stay inside 'cause I've learned I don't tan, all I do is burn. I stay soaked.
How come?
'Cause I sweat.
Ooh.
In this 105 heat index.
It's a lot higher than that.
And Gold Bond doesn't help me. And I ain't gonna lie, I feel so unfresh, and I've decided I can take 14 showers. Use secret spray by the can. And I'll smell good for an hour.
That's not long at all.
That's what I don't understand. I'm tired of 90s and 100s. Bring on the pumpkin brand. Aren't y'all ready for sweaters? 'Cause I am
ready for sweaters. I'm ready for sweaters, baby. Ready for sweaters. I'm ready for sweaters.
Y'all heard me right.
Sweaters?
That's what I said.
Okay.
I'm in November in my head.
That explains it.
Okay. Pumpkin spice and caramel. I love those autumnish candle smells.
I do like those.
I like cranberry.
'Cause Gold Bond doesn't help me, and I ain't gonna lie, I feel so unfresh, and I've decided I can take 14 showers.
Look at this water bill.
Use secret spray by the can. I'll only smell good for an hour.
Nothing works?
That's what I don't understand. And hundreds. Bring on the pumpkin brands. Aren't y'all ready for sweaters?
I hate to ruin it for you, but we're gonna have to wait a while.
Aren't y'all ready for sweaters?
Yes.
Somebody's at the door.
I am. It's true, Jolene, and I've brought in someone who can be completely objective. My darling Leanna from FM Talk 106.5. And she's brought along a few of her own sweaters.
Uh-huh.
We're going to hang them up in your studio. Let's put this pretty cardigan right here. Okay. Now, step back. Are you feeling cooler?
Wow.
You feeling that temperature change? Use your imagination.
Well, Leanna's got real work to do. Don't bother her. And it's embarrassing when you do something like put on a blizzard sound effect. That's not going to make anybody feel cooler. You're not buying into any of this, are you, Leanna?
Just looking at a sweater makes me feel cooler.
Wait, what?
How about this turtleneck?
Sure, bring them all in. Jolene thinks I'm crazy.
I don't care what Jolene says. You're not crazy at all. This actually works.
Seriously? Well, she's in the shower again. Maybe I'll give it another go. Adeline, would you get some more sweaters out of the winter closet?
Whatever you say, Jolene. I think you're wasting water and enabling a very unbalanced person, I think.
Promise me you'll turn the water off now.
Fine, fine.
I wondered why that bill kept creeping higher and higher and higher.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
You don't pay the water bill for your bungalow, that's why.
It wasn't that high this month.
Stop arguing.
Turn the shower off. And you made us all butcher a Miley Cyrus song.
That's impossible.
We have run out of time. Yes. Boy, that went fast. I hope you guys have a wonderful week coming up. And, you know, we're going to be right here. Right here for you when you come back. So meet us right back here next week. Remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That's how you can keep up with all your favorite shows. The podcasts are all loaded up there. FM Talk has over 50 hours of local programming. Also, scoot on over to our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and follow us. Our podcast is up every Saturday like clockwork. Remember to laugh a little bit more because laughter releases what? Endorphins. There they are. We'll see you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.